Welcome to the Grow Till You Glow podcast. I'm Georgia, your host, a mindset mentor and coach, a podcast manager, and a leader for women that want more. This space is for the women that want to develop their mind, elevate their lives, and claim their desires, all while prioritizing their mental and physical health. I am so grateful to have you here. Let's get into the show. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the podcast. Thank you so much for listening today. I am really excited to get into this episode because it is very needed around Christmas time. We are 2 days out from Christmas when this episode goes live. So I'm really excited to get into that. Currently, it is the Tuesday before Christmas. And honestly, life is crazy this week. I have so much work to do and I am out of office as of Friday. So I need to get everything done by Thursday night. And that is quite stressful, but we're slowly ticking things off the list. And I'm really proud of myself this week because as much as there's so much going on, I have been making sure that I identify all of the things that help my anxiety just feel a little bit at ease and make my mind a little bit clearer. And I've been intentionally adding them into my day, which, as so many of you know, that's a huge part of my morning routine every day, is just setting my mental state up for a good day. It means a lot to me. So I've been prioritizing sitting outside first thing in the morning and just kind of watching the sun come up and slowly waking up and just letting my brain just like sit for a little bit, because as someone with anxiety and OCD, I love to just jump into tasks to keep me busy. But I find that when I just go and sit for a little bit, as soon as I wake up, instead of looking at my phone or jumping into work or, you know, rushing to the gym or something like that, I find that it just kind of sets me up for a calm morning. And then I slowly eat some food and head to the gym. And then I've been heading out to the beach for a quick walk. And it's nothing too crazy, but it just fills my cup up first thing in the morning and I'm absolutely loving it. So I am proud of myself for prioritizing that a little bit. Make sure that you guys are as well. Keep putting those things first, because we don't live really beautiful lives unless we're treating ourselves really beautifully. So make sure that you're prioritizing that this time of year. It's such a huge period of burnout for so many people, because we go all year and then all of a sudden we have a little break and we're told to stay home from work and we all come crashing down. So let your body reset, take some time to rest, do the things that fill up your cup, and yeah, just spend some time with yourself this holiday season. Today, I also launched the New Year's download. It's a free download. So go over to my Instagram. It's in the link in my bio. I'll also leave it in the show notes of this episode as well. But that is full of amazing journal prompts to help you reflect on 2022 and start dreaming and creating goals and setting up routines for 2023, which is just absolutely insane. I can't believe that we're here already, but it's just a really good opportunity for you to sit down, reflect on what was 2022, work through some of those emotions and release some of that energy from the year that was and move forward into a whole new energy moving into 2023, where you're going to create a really beautiful life for yourself and just head into the year feeling a little bit more intentional. This time of year is so busy and you're seeing a million people and there's lots to be done. So I love just setting out some time, whether it's half an hour or an hour, just by myself so that I can just kind of reflect and sit with myself and feel proud of myself and celebrate myself and also just feel any emotions that I need to feel moving into the new year and just set those intentions so that it feels really clean and good moving forward into the next year. With all that said, I want to get into today's episode all around the negativity that comes with food around Christmas time. And I want to talk on this because, as so many of you know, I've struggled with my relationship with food. I have very slowly recovered that relationship, and I feel at a really positive place with it, that going into this Christmas, I am not stressed about what's going to be on the table that day. I'm not stressed about how I'm going to shame and guilt myself later. I'm not stressed about the diet that's going to start on January 1st because there's not going to be a diet. I've come a long way, but I wanted to do this episode because even if you have recovered, this time of year can be so triggering. Everyone is celebrating Christmas. Well, pretty much everyone is celebrating Christmas. And that means that it's all over the news. It's all on social media. Everyone's talking about it. Aunties, uncles, cousins, like whoever it is that you see, it's everywhere. And toxic comments very cheekily come up quite often, and it's not okay, for one, but I want to just talk on it just in case you're feeling a little bit triggered this time of year, or if you feel like you're going to slip back into those old toxic, you know, actions of overexercising, trying to limit how much you're eating and avoiding things on Christmas Day and doing all of that kind of stuff. If you feel like you're going to slip back into that, hopefully this episode can help a little bit. I just want to start by saying, first of all, no one has any right to comment on your body or how much you're eating around this time of year, or what you're eating for that matter. It's not okay. And I'm really sorry if there is someone in your life that feels like they have the right to comment on that kind of thing for you. And in the sense of whether it's a comment that's directly to you and is something about you specifically, or if it's just the comments that are like, you know, I exercised extra last week so that I can eat this way today, or, you know, the diet starts on January 1st, or I'm going to have to work off all of this food that I ate today in the gym next week. You know, like that, those kind of very easygoing comments that just kind of get relayed around the dinner table, you know, over Christmas lunch, whatever it is, they come up a lot. And while they're not directly related to you, and it's not someone commenting on you in its like entirety, you're getting triggered by it from something that you've experienced in the past. And it's probably because that's the way that you used to think, or it might be the way that you still think. And it kind of flicks that fight or flight where you feel like you need to act on it. I want to say that just because someone makes a comment, and just because they're a close friend or just because they're a relative, it doesn't mean that you have to adopt their views. It doesn't mean that you have to buy what they're selling. I want you to lean into that self-trust that I know that you've been working on and slowly building up, and lean into the fact that you know exactly what is right for you. And if dieting and if over-exercising and if talking really negatively about the food that's going on Christmas Day, or the food that you've ingested, whatever it is, if talking really negatively about that isn't good for you, then you don't need to buy into whatever their belief is, because that's all it is. It's a belief, it's a limiting belief, and it's a really unhelpful belief, because it's constantly putting us in, I need to do more because I'm not worthy enough. And I can tell you right now, you are more than worthy just as you are. Just as you are, you don't need to change anything about yourself to be more worthy than you are in this moment. So just because they're, you know, a really close friend or a really close relative, it doesn't mean that you need to believe them. Believe what feels true to you, what feels right for you. And coming back to that question that I asked you in the mental health episode, it doesn't matter if it's true, but is it helpful? If you're getting a question in, you know, if you're kind of having certain thoughts, and you're like, well, you know, should I be going to the gym tomorrow? Should I be working this off? It doesn't matter if your brain tries to convince you, yeah, it's true. Is it helpful to you? And if it's buying into those really old toxic beliefs about making you overwork yourself and undereat just to try and be worthy, then it's probably not helpful. So in saying that, when you have a family member, whoever it is, they don't have that right to make any comment on, you know, you, how much you're eating, whatever it is. And if they choose to, for one, just stop and feel sorry for them in that moment, that that is how their brain works and that they feel like they have to point certain things out just to kind of fit in or whatever they're trying to prove. Just feel that for them and know that just because their family doesn't mean that you have to put up with it. It doesn't mean that you have to associate yourself with it. It doesn't mean that you have to, submit to whatever they're saying. Think about it as if they're another one of your friends, and maybe it's a friend that you catch up for coffee with once a week. You wouldn't invite a friend to coffee that is constantly talking negative, that is constantly like, oh, I just hate my body right now. I can't eat this muffin because I'm going to have to go and work out at the gym, or, you know, I'm going to eat this, but I'm going to go and train really hard this afternoon, so it doesn't even matter. I don't associate myself with people like that. And you probably don't either if you're listening to this episode. So think of it like that. Distance yourself with those people on Christmas Day or after or on social media that are pushing those kinds of things on you, because they're not people that you want to be friends with anyway. So say your hi, say Merry Christmas, give them your present, whatever it is, but then distance yourself. Just because they're family does not mean that you need to gravitate to whatever they're trying to sell. You can push back, you can lean into that self-trust, and you can believe that you know exactly what is right for you. And you know where you've been, you know where you don't want to go again. So keep staying aligned to those values and figuring out if those thoughts and those comments are actually helpful, because most of the time they're not. I also want you to know that anything that you eat or drink over this Christmas period is not going to change any of the consistency that you've had this year. Whether it's, you know, trying to add in a few more healthy foods into your diet, or if you've been exercising really consistently, whatever it is, that does not take away from anything that you've done this year. And those results will not be like lost over that Christmas period. You have spent time building up a really sustainable way of being and making yourself feel good, and those results will not be lost over Christmas. It's not possible, especially in one day. But even if it's up to, you know, 2 weeks where you're celebrating, like, it, your results will not be ruined, because there's no such thing. You were having fun, you were enjoying time with your family. That is not something that can take away from your life in any way, shape, or form. So lean into that. I want you to give yourself permission to eat and drink whatever it is that you want to over this time, and listen to your body. Know that there is no diet waiting for you on the other side. Just know that. And knowing that hopefully will mean that you don't have to binge like crazy. You don't have to make yourself fully sick because you know that as of January 1st, everything's going to change and you're going to be eating lettuce for the rest of the year, because that's not any way to live a sustainable life. We all know this. So just tell yourself, there's no diet waiting for me on the other side. So what am I going to eat to make me feel good today? And when I say feel good, I mean make your body feel good. So make you feel energized and happy, but also what makes your soul feel happy. If your mum makes her famous ice cream pudding that she never makes, it's only a Christmas thing, and you know that ice cream doesn't make you feel the best, but it makes your soul so happy because it's so delicious and it's so nostalgic, then that's going to make you feel good. That is going to make you feel good. And yes, after Christmas Day, or after, you know, a couple of weeks being away from work and being a bit out of your routine and whatever it is, you might feel a little bit extra bloated, you might feel a little bit sluggish, and you might be craving fruits and vegetables again because you might not see it a whole lot over that holiday period. But that's just another way of your body saying, cool, where this is just what we need right now. Here's your chance to listen and just feed me what I need and we're good to go. It doesn't mean just because you're a little bit extra bloated that you've gained 10 kilos and that you need to jump on a diet and cleanse your body. First of all, cleansers don't exist. You have organs in your body that are specifically designed to cleanse your body. So don't buy into any of that shit either. But just know that you can eat knowing that your body's going to tell you what it wants. And lean into that because there's nothing waiting on for you on the other side where it means that you're going to punish yourself and make yourself feel shitty and make you go to the gym extra, make you go start this random running program and make you kind of eat salads for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. That's not waiting for you on the other side. So eat accordingly. Eat how it makes you feel good, however makes you happiest, and just ride that wave. Enjoy the holiday period knowing that these foods that you're having will be able to be had again. That used to be a huge thing for me. I used to think, oh, I'm going to go all out on the rocky road because I never let myself have rocky road. And then it would come to Christmas Day. I would eat so much rocky road because I absolutely love chocolate and I would feel physically ill, almost throwing up ill, just because I was like, as of next year, you're not going to have this until Christmas again, because that's the only day that you let yourself treat yourself. So I would make myself physically ill. And how silly is that? I could make rocky road any day of the week. I could eat it any day of the week. And that's how I see it now. That's how I go into Christmas. I let myself have all of these foods every other day. So I don't need to go crazy. I don't need to make myself feel incredibly sick. Yes, I might feel a little bit sick because we've got breakfast, lunch, and dinner with completely different families. And I'm going to be eating probably a lot more than I usually eat just because there's a whole lot more delicious stuff on the table than I usually, you know, rummage up in my own kitchen. But that's okay. That doesn't mean anything about me. It doesn't mean that I need to act on all of those negative thoughts and, you know, kind of comments that are going to come up, whether it's in my own mind or whether it's in someone else's. I don't need to act on it. So just know that even if you're feeling a little bit sick and all of that kind of stuff, and that's kind of triggering that, you know, oh, I need to start eating better. I need to do this and I need to do that. Just take it as a learning experience. Listen to your body and listen to what it's saying and take it as the learning experience. Like, okay, I probably ate a little bit too much of, you know, the ice cream that was there today. I know that ice cream doesn't usually agree with me that well, but it was really yummy. You know, another one might be, oh, okay, I probably ate a little bit much of this and drank a little bit too much of this, and that combo just wasn't good. Instead of villainizing a certain food and turning all of that kind of energy into guilting yourself and shaming yourself for whatever you did, because I guarantee that the shame and guilt that you're putting on yourself around what you ate and what you did is more damaging than any food that you would eat on Christmas Day. You're spending time with everyone that you love most. You're eating the food that you absolutely love. And that is something to be celebrated and it's something to be enjoyed. There are absolutely no good or bad foods. It's all just food. Some makes us feel, you know, more energized, some's a little bit more nutrient dense. But what matters most is how you're feeling and your happiness on the day, celebrating a really beautiful time of year when you might have a couple of days off, You might be able to spend an undivided day with your family that you barely ever see. It might just be you and your partner. It might just be you. It's so beautiful. It's so amazing that we get this time where we're all collectively stopping to celebrate one thing. And it's just about being together. It's not about all of the restriction. It's not about how much we're eating or what we're doing. It's seriously just celebrating us. And I want you to take that and act accordingly. Act in line with those values. Eat in line with whatever your values are. And if your values are to live a really balanced and holistic and beautiful life, then I would say eating the rocky road, eating the ice cream, eating the cake, whatever it is, you know, moving you closer to staying aligned with that value. So have a little think about that this time of year. If you ever need any support, even over the holidays, please send me a message. I can think of nothing worse than you suffering in silence. So please just reach out. I'm always happy to have a chat with you about it. But yeah, just remember those couple of things. I know we all know this stuff. We all know it. And if I had have listened to this a couple of years ago, I would have been like, yeah, no, this makes sense. But sometimes we buy into those beliefs and that's okay. So just know that we're all learning. We're all constantly evolving and growing. And this is just another learning experience for us all. But in saying that, I hope you all have a really beautiful Christmas, celebrating with everyone that you love. I hope you have a really beautiful couple of days if you've got some time off. But yeah, just stop, enjoy, celebrate, rest, drink, eat, do what makes you happiest. And I can think of nothing better than doing all of those things. So yeah, I hope you all have a really beautiful Christmas. Don't forget about the New Year's download. If you get a couple of days or, you know, you get a spare moment. I usually do it in that period between Christmas and New Year's when like everyone's just sitting around and no one knows what to do. I usually do it around then. But yeah, if you get a moment, definitely head over to my Instagram and grab that free download and just reflect on the year that was and have a look into what 2023 is going to look like for you. But yeah, I hope you all have a really beautiful weekend and I will talk to you super soon for our New Year's special.